Okay, let's do it.
What's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. Oh, what's occurring? I've got three situations here. It's quite simple. Just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
1-1 at the moment, so I believe the phrase is everything to play for.
Exactly.
One to Becky, one to Chappers. Get along to play at home at 81199. Let me know how you did. First one.
Oh, what's occurring?
First, it's our panorama-style question today. With Gemma, who works in our office upstairs, she asked the questions that really matter on the streets of Great Britain.
She's a hard-hitting reporter.
Here is today's panorama question.
This is Panorama.
Favourite celebrity?
That's right, we are 16 people on the street. 16.
Right.
Who your favourite celebrity is? Ponder this if you would though. Which celebrity was mentioned more than any other in our survey?
Oh.
What, out of the whole world?
Out of the whole world.
What, so you're not going to give us any clue? Like film or music or telly?
Just one name that was mentioned more than any other.
Oh, God.
What's your favourite celebrity, by the way?
What's my favourite celebrity?
Yeah, who?
Who? Katy Perry or David... Katy Perry, David Beckham.
Both same, yeah?
Yeah, kind of.
About you?
For different reasons.
Kerry Katona or Christopher Biggins?
Don't be so ridiculous.
Right, let's find out.
Those ads at the start of I'm a Celebrity made me want to gag.
What's occurring?
16 people were asked on the streets.
Can we guess
first? Let's guess.
Sorry to tell you how to do it.
Sorry.
Right, I'm going to go Simon Cowell.
Okay, Simon Cowell.
And I'm saying Britney Spears.
It's always good if you guess first, I think.
It's always good if the question master asks you the question.
Mm. Okay.
And waits for the answer.
So Becky's, you're saying Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Becky's saying what?
Oh, I'm saying Britney Spears.
Right, I'm right on it today.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
My favourite celebrity, probably the Queen.
What?
Because she's just really cool.
Favourite celebrity is definitely Didier Drogba.
Who?
He's a man.
He's a man.
He meant to say he's the man.
All right, who is that?
He's a Chelsea footballer. Sorry, I just said thank you for my tea on it. So, yeah, he's a Chelsea footballer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe not for much longer.
He's a man. And the Queen is quite cool, isn't she?
Yeah, but I just wouldn't have classed her as a celebrity. But anyway,
next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
The moment, it's got to be Cheryl Cole.
I'll go for McFly, but all four of them. I'm a bit greedy.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I really like Brad Pitt. Yeah, it's good.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Boris Johnson.
I like it that he knew straight away. Because if that was a question asked to me on the streets, just randomly, if someone came up to me with a microphone, I'd have to have a think about it,
yeah.
But not this guy.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
He must work for Boris.
Mm. Next, as we continue, who's your favourite celebrity on What's the Game?
Who is your favourite celebrity?
John Lennon, because I feel very identified with him and I think that he gave a lot to society. I mean, a celebrity in a way that people treat him. I don't think that he was too into like celebrities nowadays, so they are like all
you understand
stupid
any of this?
Stuff like fashion or things that doesn't really worth too much. But I really think that he was like
anybody?
Someone that
she
could
likes
take
him.
That fame or whatever to a more important level.
Okay, love.
I'd love to know what Gemma's response to all of that was.
This is more like the normal kind of answer we get.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I'd have to say Jordan, because she's amazing.
Well, my favourite celebrity is actually Kerry Katona.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Kate Moss. She has great style.
See, that's more like it. That's more like it.
What? Did somebody actually say Kerry Katona?
Yes, they did.
That's two now, because I said it as well.
Wrong.
Still, though... No one has been mentioned more than once.
No, makes it quite difficult, this question.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Jared Leto, because he's really good looking and he's in a really good band.
I think at the moment it's someone like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Who is your favourite celebrity?
Johnny Depp, because he's absolutely gorgeous. I wouldn't mind.
She wouldn't mind?
She wouldn't mind.
No. I think the tape cut off at that point. So two for Johnny Depp now.
Wow.
Okay.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I think it would have to be Daniel Craig, because he's not like all the other celebrities who are just doing it for the fame. Well, actually, they don't all do it for the fame, do they? But, I mean, at least he's got some integrity. And my sister actually doesn't like him because she says he's got no personality, but I like that because he's famous for being an actor, not for being a comedian or something. But yeah, I guess, having digressed slightly, I'd have to say Daniel Craig, yeah.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Daniel Craig.
Why is that?
Really beef.
You see, two very...
Really? Did he just say really beef?
Really beef.
Two very different explanations there. One very long and considered, and the other one...
Daniel Craig.
Why is that?
Really beef.
Really beef.
Was the first bloke going out with the John Lennon girl?
Yeah, I think
maybe. Were they a couple when they were asked?
Yeah. So, what first attracted you to Daniel Craig? Really beef. Is that the newer horse for one bin? I think it might be. Next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Lauren Conrad. She's great. And she has great fashion sense. And, yeah, she lives my life in LA.
Is that the one from The Hills?
Yeah.
Is she a celebrity?
Well, kinda. I love her. She lives my life in LA, darling.
I thought she worked at a fashion magazine.
I'm guessing Chappers doesn't watch The Hills.
I've no idea what you're talking about. I don't want to appear out of touch here, but I've no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Who lives your life in LA? The Hoff?
David Hasselhoff. Next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Oh, this is a good one, right? If you're looking for your favourite celebrity, who? I'm surprised none of you went for this one.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Luke Worrell. Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
What's he famous for?
Being Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
I didn't even know she you had wouldn't, a boyfriend.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one.
I know. Why was I so...
She has got a boyfriend. I think he's a model. But
is
that's her favourite celebrity. Out of all celebrities
is
in the whole
Kelly
world.
Kelly Osbourne?
No.
Putting on a voice.
Let's have a listen.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Luke Worrell. Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
I know.
Oh! What's the kidding?
I'm sure he's very nice, but, you know.
So neither of us got that then, is that right?
That's right.
It was quite hard.
Quite hard, because I did give you the whole world of celebrities to choose from.
And what was the most popular one in the end?
Daniel Craig and Johnny Depp. You know Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
She's
She'd
lovely.
Have been up there. She'd have been on my...
She's lovely.
She's not really beef, though, is she?
She's not really beef.
No.
But she is so positive about everything. She is the world's most positive person, despite not being really beef.
Yeah.
Not a bad word to say. But here's my question to you. Today, on LK Today, how many times did Lorraine Kelly gush about something?
How many times did she gush about something?
Mm. Just generally positive about something.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a lot.
I'm going to say more than a lot.
I need to... Could you be a bit more specific?
Well, you didn't lay down any...
Yeah.
How many times?
Quite a few.
More than quite a few. Seven. She's just trying to... She's stalling for time, so I go first.
Way more than that on LK Today. 15.
You're saying 15. Mm. Chappers is saying seven. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Lorraine Kelly generally being nice on LK Today.
It's great, is that? Great film, loved it. Brilliant little child actor.
I think it's great. Really well.
It's really, really good. Perfect, perfect movie for this time of year. Absolutely brilliant. The robot girl.
Well,
he's not a robot, but he's amazing. Fantastic.
Thank
great
you.
Great to see you. Fantastic transformation. Absolutely brilliant. But what was it like having her and taking her home? It must have been amazing. I'm so pleased for you. It's fantastic.
And look what you get at the end of it.
Fantastic, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Great stuff. She's beautiful.
Us Brits make the best smoked salmon in the world, mm-hmm. particularly up in Scotland, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, that's great. Do you know, that would be fantastic, see, when you're travelling.
No. So it is machine washable as well, which is good news.
No, that's a great wee piece, that's really
Isn't
good.
Isn't it?
Quid. Yep, great. Really nice.
£79.99 for that. It comes in chocolate great. Brown.
So once again, the viewers have been hard at it.
Love it.
She was positive 22 times on this morning's LK Today.
That's a lot of gushing.
How long is that show?
It's not that long, isn't it? Half an hour?
It's 8.35 to 9.20.
Right.
Good knowledge there.
Thanks.
Good.
So, Becky said 15.
I thought
Becky...
you were meant to be on the school run at that point.
Yeah, I am on the school run at that point. I just know.
Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Have you got those posh in-car TVs?
No, I don't have an in-car TV. I just know when Lorraine Kelly's on because I like Lorraine. I don't see it in the morning because I'm very busy, but I just know when she's on.
You know Voiceover Man?
I empathise with them. We're both very positive.
You know Voiceover Man? He's on everything. Hole in the Wall, X Factor, you know him. Who do you think would win out of a fight between him and Westwood? Not a physical fight, obviously, we don't condone that. I'm talking about a verbal joust.
Oh, Westwood.
You think Westwood will win?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the insults game, which is back, here's my question. How long could Voiceover Man and Westwood trade insults for before they ran out? Becky?
2 minutes.
Chappers?
1 minute and 59 seconds.
Oh. Chappers, grow up.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the insults game between Voiceover Man and Westwood. Okay, here's the insult game with Voiceover Man and Westwood Big. Westwood, you can start.
I'm going to start this off. Well, this is one I often use in the street when things get a little hectic, a bit of drama. You're a naughty boy!
You have all the charm of a soap dish.
You look like you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Wally.
I know your mum.
Crusty face.
Let me finish. Sour face. I know your mum.
Wally.
Let me finish. I know your mum.
Wally.
No, son, you may let me finish. You just keep... this is just going on and on. What you got to do is just got to pause for a minute, fall back, all right? Just relax.
Simpering sop.
No, relax. I know, I'm about to go in with my insult. You don't understand what's going on.
Goofball.
Oh, my... Who is this guy?
Weedling.
Can't you go to a different agency or something?
Since when were underpants worn outside your trousers a sensible and dignified fashion statement?
Since Superman. Let me get mine in right now. I'm going
Shut it.
Pause. You... I've lost my flow. Listen, no. I'm going in now. You look like a brick ball eating a wasp.
Wally.
Now, I'm afraid at that point we had to disqualify Voiceover Man. Because he did use the same insult, Wally, four times. and repetition is not allowed in this game. So it was 1 minute 15, which means Chappers gets the point. And it's 1-1 today on Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know how you did.